The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that a house divided against itself will not be able to stand. Certainly in that case, he is talking about Satan. If Satan is going to cast out Satan, that's not going to work too well. It is, sadly, however, something that some people do. In order to save themselves from a smaller demon, they call on a bigger demon. Really, really stupid. Really stupid. You see it in different ways. Sometimes you'll see, for instance, the Italian people will wear this little thing around their neck. Looks like a carrot. But if you look closely enough, it's actually a horn. It has a little twist in it. The horn is more powerful than the eye. So they wear this to protect themselves from an evil eye curse. Like, really, so you're calling on a bigger demon to protect you from a smaller one. Not bright. When I was in India, all over the place, they had these absolutely hideous-looking things. They're called a gorgon. And I asked the priest that I was there with, I said, what do these people have this stuff on? It's on their houses, it's on their cars, it's all over the place. And he said, it's to save them from an evil eye curse. Okay, once again, calling on a bigger demon to protect you from a smaller demon. We have Jesus. Why would you call on Satan to save you from Satan? Why would we be so stupid as to turn to evil in order to protect us from evil? And there is the old saying, you can't fight fire with fire, you're just going to get a bigger fire. Let's pour some gasoline on the fire and see if we can put it out. It's dumb. But we have this division within ourselves in so many ways. I want to check my horoscope. I want to get my palm read. I want to check what the psychic has to say. That is all demonic. And it is all mortal sin. People say, oh, no, it's just fun. No, it's not. It's evil. And we need to be clear because we have been playing these games for so long and they have made this stuff so mainstream that Christian people just think it's all normal and it's all okay. It is not. So we need, again, to be very clear. Our focus needs to be on the things of heaven. Jesus and Mary. We've got the angels and saints. Why do we think we need to turn to a witch in order to find out something? Why do we think we need all the knowledge anyway? Because we don't trust God. That's why. We just need to keep our focus where it belongs. If it's for our good, God will let us see what it is. Not by going to a psychic, but God will show us if that's going to be for our best interest. Most often it's not. And you got to remember, the devil's a liar. So he's going to tell you what you want to hear. But his whole thing is to hook you in. And just to get you going further and further and further astray. We need to reject all this garbage. There was a full-page advertisement in the newspaper back, this was like 15, 20 years ago. And it was a woman who claimed to be Catholic. But she was a tarot card reader, and she also had the crystal ball and all these other things. And when she was interviewed in the newspaper, she said, oh, no, I've talked to my pastor, and he said, all this is perfectly fine. The pastor's now a bishop. It's all perfectly fine. It's all mortal sin. Getting your cards read, getting your tea leaves read, getting your palm read. No, 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 no. It's mortal sin. has no place in a Christian life. Putting things in your home like dream catchers and things like that, it's pagan. It has no place in a Christian home. We need again to be very clear about these things. We keep trying to play games and find some middle ground with the world. The world, Jesus said, has been turned over to Satan. Why do you want to find middle ground with the world? We're a house divided. Right now, we can't afford that. We've never been able to, obviously. But right now, especially with all the confusion in the church, as well as in the world, we can't afford to be divided. We need to have unity within ourselves. We need to have unity with our Lord. We need to have unity with one another. The unity has to be in the truth and in charity. But if we're not united first in truth, then the charity is false. And so we have to have the truth. And the truth is Jesus Christ. He, as St. Paul pointed out, has offered one sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins. He is pleading with us before the throne of his heavenly Father. He is the one we need to look to. Not Satan under whatever form he wants to present himself. That needs to be absolutely, totally, 100% rejected. The fact that we have just passively allowed all of these things to work their way in explains why nobody seemed to think it was a big deal to put up a satanic display down at the state capitol. Because I guess it's just mainstream now. It's all acceptable. We have to recognize it is not acceptable. If it's not acceptable to God, then it shouldn't be acceptable to us. So whether that's in our own life, whether that's in our family, whether that's in society, with these things that are going on that are offensive to God, anything that's glorifying Satan, we need to reject them. Otherwise, we are a house divided, and a house divided cannot stand. So with the attacks that are happening, the confusion that is all around us, we have to have the clarity to keep the focus on Jesus, because otherwise we're going to be very easily led astray. The devil is subtle, the most subtle of all the creatures that God made, Scripture says. He knows how to lie, he knows how to deceive, he knows how to manipulate. He knows how to tell you exactly what you want to hear. And one of the problems that we're dealing with right now, it's the whole thing of relativism, but the way that it comes down in people's lives, it's like, well, I don't care what the church says because it's what I want. In other words, I'm God. I get to make the decision of what's right and wrong. And just because the church says that this is a mortal sin, I like it, so it's okay for me. Hogwash. If something is a mortal sin and it's offensive to God, then it's not okay for me. So we need to quit playing the games. We need to get focused, because a house divided is going to fall. We need to tie up the strong man, and we need to plunder all of his goods and get them out of our lives, because Satan has way too much hold in what's going on for a lot of us. Let's usher him out and make sure that we are a house united, a house that is focused on the Lord, a house that is united in the Lord. So we start with our own self. Let's get rid of anything that is offensive to God. Only then can we have that unity with one another and the unity that the church needs. The battle is on. And if we're going to be able to survive it, and if we're going to be able to come through in good order, we need to make sure that we are united. That unity is only and solely in Jesus Christ.